messages, dictations, warnings, stories such as these.
I remember one of the first times I came, the image that came to my mind was this was like one of the huge medieval armies in the Crusades with its tents all over the field. Each time the thing gets bigger, the growth that we have seen in this country in the last 5 years is the growth in the arms industries, in telephone tapping, in heavy policing, in security services, in new measures controlling the democratic rights of our people. There is now a time for a just self-respect to be built again amongst our people. This has not only been a nation of moneymakers and imperialists, it's been a nation of inventors, of writers, a nation of theatre and musicians, an alternative nation, and it is this alternative nation which I can see in front of me now.
We're about to begin a journey through the cosmos. We'll encounter galaxies and suns and planets, life and consciousness, coming into being, evolving, and perishing. Worlds of ice and stars of diamond, atoms as massive as suns and universes smaller than atoms. But it's also a story of our own planet and the plants and animals that share it with us. And it's a story about us, how we achieved our present understanding of the cosmos, how the cosmos has shaped our evolution and our culture, and what our fate may be.